Well, good morning, everybody. Today we begin the holiest week of the year. We call it Holy Week for that very reason. Of course, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, just like a chalice is holy and you would never use it to drink root beer from, this week is holy. The word holy means set aside, consecrated. And so this week, for us, faithful followers of our Lord, faithful members of our Lord, this week is very different. This week is set aside and should look different. We should pray intensely during this week. Our thoughts, our prayers should be with our Lord in the midst of this whole episode that wasn't just something that happened 2,000 years ago, but that is something that continues to this very day. We call it the Paschal Mystery. And we're invited into it by our Lord. One of my favorite things to do during this week, but really throughout the whole year I kind of like to do it, is to go to Catholic cemeteries and to stand beneath the crucifix. I would encourage you to do that this week. Go to St. Joseph Cemetery or go to St. Vincent Cemetery and just look up at Jesus. The cross is huge at both of these cemeteries. And you look up there and you see our Lord looking right down to you. And he says, "This is all for you." And remember that in the course of events that we just heard, only two people stick with Jesus. And there in that stained glass window, the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint John. Everybody else left. And others did other things as well. In point of fact, I went through our gospel last night and I looked at all of the verbs that talk about what was done to Jesus. Listen to this. The elders laid hands on him and then arrested him. Judas handed him over. The chief priests all left him, and the disciples fled from him. Peter followed him at a distance. The Sanhedrin kept trying to obtain testimony against him. Many of the leaders testified falsely against him. The high priest tore his garments. The bystanders condemned him and spit on him, blindfolded him, and struck him. The guards greeted him with blows. The scribes, elders, and chief priests held a council and bound him, led him away, and handed him over. Pilate questioned him. The crowd yelled, "Crucify him!" The chief priests accused him. The soldiers struck his hand and his head with a reed and spit on him. Then they mocked him and stripped him. Then they crucified him. The bystanders reviled him and shook their heads at him. The people crucified with him abused him. The women looked at him from a distance. Those are direct quotes right out of the gospel narrative we just heard. I think the question for us is, what are we going to do with Jesus this week? Pray God it's not any of those things. But you know, one of the church fathers said that every time we sin, we spit on our Lord. And we might as well spit on a crucifix. And a lot of people, through their indifference, stay away from him. Or because of their fear, they stay away from him. But this week is a week to be like Mary and John, which is what we're supposed to be the whole life long, and to stick with Jesus the whole time. And to be with him in the midst of all of this, as the plan of salvation unfolds. And what happened on that first Holy Week that we're invited into We know Palm Sunday, this day where everybody holds up the palm and chants Hosanna. They're so happy. It's like the foam finger at a football game. And yet moments later, all the crowd yells, "Crucify him." How fickle is human nature? How fickle are we that one moment we will say, "Oh, yes, Lord, I love you. I love you." And then we go and commit a mortal sin. Or we say, I love you," and we never come to church. Look at these empty pews. It breaks my heart. On Holy Monday, by the way, it moved me to so much at the first Mass today, at the second crucified him. Who was standing right nearby me was one of the servers, Logan Perry. And I heard his voice. Normally I just hear a loud voice of the whole crowd, but I heard one voice. And I got goosebumps in the marrow of my bones because I thought, that's what Jesus, he heard my voice and your voice. And it wasn't just like a mass of voices, it was a specific voice. And that's us. On Holy Monday, Jesus cleanses the temple, just like he wants to cleanse us. Holy Tuesday, Jesus gives a very beautiful discourse about a fig tree that produces no fruit. It had produced no fruit, and so Jesus cursed it. A message in that Holy Week, in this holiest week, that we, if our faith is real, will produce fruit, and if it's not, we won't. And if you know the tree by its fruits, on Holy Wednesday, we call it Spy Wednesday, because Judas spied, looked for a way to sell Jesus. And he did so for 30 pieces of silver. What's your price? On Thursday, Holy Thursday, we have the institution of three things that are paramount to our life. The Holy Eucharist, the Holy Priesthood, and the mandate to love. And then on Good Friday at 3 o'clock, after our Lord, after the Last Supper on Holy Thursday, goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, he goes to die. And at 3 o'clock, there was an earthquake, everything went dark, and our Lord breathed his last for me and for you. And then the night of Holy Saturday into Easter Sunday, our Lord, who had suffered on the cross, then rose on the cross. But folks, like, this isn't just something that all happened 2,000 years ago that we remember in a nice... It is continuing now. We are brought into, by the grace of mercy of God, into this mystery that continues. And our Lord didn't just clean the temple then. He wants to clean the temple now. He didn't just say, then you're not producing fruit. He says it now and do it. And then, and he's, it wasn't just Judas who looked for a way to betray and put something on top of God. We do that. And it wasn't just then that there was a nice Last Supper in Jesus. We have a spot at that table. And it wasn't just then that Jesus dies on the cross. His passion continues in the suffering of all of the people in the planet. And it wasn't just then that he rose. He rises now, and the spirit of the one who rose Jesus from the dead lives in you and me. And like, this is all something that this week is holy. This week is set apart. This week is different. And I'm so thankful that when I was a kid, my mom and dad took me to all the services and masses. And I invite everybody, and you on live stream too, please. This is so beautiful. This is our week. This is the week of our Lord. Come and take part in this most beautiful, beautiful unfolding of the plan of salvation. And as you take a daily walk with Jesus, I do encourage you to do that. Take a daily walk with our Lord. Just you and Jesus. Every day this week, go to a crucifix in one of the cemeteries and you look up at our Lord, who says, "I love you, and this is how I love you." And you look at him and you say, that's how I will love you too. And that's how I will love my family, my church, and everybody you put in my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.